الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Actually, the class of today is class number 4 in the series of classes of purification of the heart, and the title of the class is The End of the Tyrant, Inshallah. All praise to Allah. On behalf of myself as Egyptian-American and on behalf of my family and all the Egyptians, we are all thankful to Allah the Almighty for his great help and support for the oppressed, weak, poor Egyptians. Allah is helping them to get rid of the tyrant who controlled, oppressed, and transgressed them for more than 30 years. 2011, we will, inshallah, learn about a living example of a tyrant who had a hardened heart and whom Allah is punishing him for his corruption and oppression. Today, we will have a living proof that the Holy Quran is the only book of history for humanity. The Quran is the book of wisdom. The Quran is the book of the truth. The Quran is the book of the rules which control life from the day of creation of the earth until the day of judgment. Inshallah, we will learn the rules of the Quran which can lead to success and victory even for the poor and weak people. Inshallah, we will continue today to learn about those who have hardened hearts, and we will learn from Surah number 6, verse number 42 and 43. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وأرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون. فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون.
Verily, we sent too many nations before you, and we sized them with extreme poverty and loss in health, so that they may humble themselves. When our torment reached them, why then did they not humble themselves? But their hearts became hardened, and Shaitan made foresee into them that which they used to do.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that he sent messengers to people to guide them to the right path. But these communities rejected these messages. Allah then tested them with hardships and trials that involved their lives, their properties, and their general situation, so that they might awaken to the truth. Allah wanted to examine their situation. Because the hardship always divides people into two categories. Those whom the hardship will help them to get rid of their arrogance, and so they will become close to Allah. Allah will open for them his gates of mercy. Okay? And the other group of people, those are the ones whom the hardship never touch their hearts, and they never change, and their hearts are never softened. Those are the people whom they have the hardened hearts. Actually, Shaitan is the one controlling them, and at the end, those people will be totally punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as a rule, those whom their hearts are not softened by hardships and trials, they must be sure that they will be damaged very soon, because they didn't get the benefit of the mercy of Allah, who sent for them the hardships and the trials, so that they can remember that Allah is the controller of everything, and they can return to Him, repent regarding their sins, and become true believers, and become obedient to His commands. This is the aim of the hardships and trials in the life of the believers. Those whom they understand the message, they get the benefit of the message. Those whom they don't understand the message and they keep their hearts hardened, they must be aware that damage, total damage, is very close to them. Okay? So, actually, inshallah, today we will learn an example which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about a man who had a heart in the heart, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him and destroyed him completely because of his hardened heart. Okay? To know about this, we will read from Surah number 7, from verse 130 to 137, to know about that example whom Allah destroyed totally, so that every one of us will have a warning never to have a hardened heart, otherwise this will be the end, total damage. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولقد أخذنا آل فرعون بالسنين ونقص من الثمرات لعلهم يذكرون فإذا جاءتهم الحسنة قالوا لنا هذه وإن تصبهم سيئة يطيروا بموسى ومن معه ألا إنما طائرهم عند الله ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون وقالوا مهما تأتنا به من آية لتسحرنا بها فما نحن لك بمؤمنين فأرسلنا عليهم الطوفان والجراد والقمل والضفادع والدم آيات مفصلات فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين ولما وقع عليهم الرجس قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجس لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل فلما كشفنا عنهم الرجس إلى أجل هم بالغوه إذا هم ينكثون فانتقمنا منهم فأغرقناهم في اليم بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها.
And indeed, we punished the people of Pharaoh with years of drought and shortage of fruits that they might remember. But whenever good came to them, they said, ours is this. And if evil afflicted them, they ascribed it to evil omens connected with Musa and those with him. Be informed, verily, their evil omens are with Allah, but most of them not. They said, whatever ayat you may bring to us to work therewith your sorcery on us, we shall never believe in you. So we send on them the flood, the locusts, the lice, the frogs, and the blood. Manifest signs, yet they remained arrogant, and they were on those people who were muhrimun, criminals and sinners. And when the punishment fell on them, they said, O Musa, invoke our Lord for us because of this, of his promise to you. If you remove the punishment from us, we indeed shall believe in you, and we shall let the children of Israel go with you. But when we removed the punishment from them to a fixed term which they had to reach, Behold, they broke their word. So we took retribution from them. We drowned them in the sea because they believed they belly or ayats and were heedless about them. And we made the people who were considered weak to inherit the eastern parts of the land and the western parts thereof, which we have blessed.
Okay. So this is the example about those whom they have the hardened hearts. But actually in verse number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and indeed we punish the people of Pharaoh. So the first question is, who is Pharaoh? So that we will know what is his character and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him and those whom they follow him. In order to know about the character of that tyrant transgressor, we will read from surah number 79. We will read from verse 15 to 25 in order to know the characters of those people whom they have the hardened hearts and whom Allah will punish them and destroy them, so that inshallah all the time we will never have these characters. So we read now from surah number 79, verse from 15 to 25. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هل آتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تذكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى. We will read from 15 to 26.
Has there come to you the story of Musa, when his Lord called him in the sacred valley of Tawa, go to Pharaoh, verily he has transgressed all bounds, and say to him, will you purify yourself, and that I guide you to your Lord so you should fear him? Then Musa showed him the great signs, but Pharaoh bellied and disobeyed. Then he turned his back, striving. Then he gathered his people and cried aloud, saying, I am your Lord, Most High. So Allah sized him with punishment from his last and first transgression. Verily, in this is an instructive admonition for whoever fears Allah.
So now, sisters, we will learn the meaning of these verses of the Quran. Verses start with a question addressed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you heard the history of Moses, Prophet Musa? Actually, what is the history? What is the history of Prophet Moses? Prophet Moses was called by Allah to go to Pharaoh, the tyrant, the transgressor, who spreads the corruption on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Moses to go and to ask Pharaoh whether he would like to purify himself. Moses conveyed the message to Pharaoh and showed him the great miracles of the stick turning into a snake. This is the, you know, Prophet Moses. Okay, and Moses' hand becoming brilliant white in color. He was having a disease and his hand was not white. He was having, you know, a skin disease. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to put his hand in the pocket and then to get it brilliant white. Okay, one of the miracles of Prophet Moses to prove, you know, to Pharaoh that, you know, he is a messenger from Allah. But the tyrant cried lies and he rebelled. He didn't accept any of these signs and miracles. This is followed by a scene in which Pharaoh turns away to mobilize his forces and said, I am your supreme Lord. Okay, yes, he is the supreme Lord. This declaration clarified that this tyrant was deceived by his people's ignorance and their submission to his authority. His people were afraid and deceived. Okay, when the people are afraid and deceived, okay, they will help the tyrant, okay, to control them and to deceive them, because they are ignorant and they have total submission to him. The tyrant is an individual who can never be stronger than thousands of millions. Should they attach the proper value to their humanity, dignity, self-respect, and freedom? When you respect yourself, when you respect your humanity and dignity, and when there are millions of people respecting themselves, none can control them, none can deceive them. Allah, the only Lord, the only power, showed Pharaoh the severe punishment in the life and in the hereafter for this unacceptable statement. Okay, so from these verses of the Quran, we learn the unacceptable statement of Pharaoh, I am your Lord, the Most High. Okay, this is number one. Now we will learn more and more about that tyrant oppressor. We will read from Surah number 43, verse number 51, to realize why Allah punished that tyrant, and inshallah, Allah will punish every tyrant oppressor in the same way, because they are transgressor and they exceed what they are supposed to do and to say. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دا فرعون في قومه قال يا قوم أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون.
And Pharaoh proclaimed among his people, O my people, is not mine the dominion of Egypt and these rivers flowing underneath me? See you not then?
Actually, sisters, no one can say, this is my dominion. The dominion is the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only owner of everything on the earth. None has the right to own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us trusts in this life, which will return to the only owner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when someone will say, Egypt is my dominion, this is the sign of ignorance, arrogance, and actually this is the sign that he will be punished soon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we learn that Pharaoh was the king of Egypt. We will learn more about him from Surah number 40, verse number 29. Inshallah, now from Surah number 40, Surah verse number 29, about Pharaoh and what he was telling to his people. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا قوم لكم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال فرعون ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد.
I show you only that which I see, and I guide you only to the path of right policy.
You see, sister, this is the tyrant clarifying that his point of view is the only correct one, and his path is the right one. He is only telling them what he knows to be true and useful. This means that none has the right to think, none has the right to have a point of view, none has the right to choose his way, because the tyrant oppressor is believing that it is his way and it is his point of view. Okay, and now, sisters, we will have three questions, okay, related to those tyrants oppressors. First question is, would any tyrant allow for someone to imagine that he is wrong? Never. He never allowed to anyone to think that the tyrant is wrong. The tyrant is right, all the time. Second question, do tyrants allow anyone to uphold a view other than theirs? Never. You are not supposed. Stop your mind. Don't think. Okay? Yes. And leave him to think for you, to decide for you, and to guide you. Actually, sisters, the third question is, how else do they become tyrants? If they don't have these characters, they will never become tyrants. These are the characters of the tyrants. Okay? In order to know the answer of these questions about the tyrants and their characters and how they destroyed themselves, we will learn two examples. The first one is from the Quran, and actually this is the example of the people whom they have the hardened heart, which actually I was supposed to clarify last week, but the time was over. Inshallah, we will learn about that example, which we just read now from Surah number 7, from verse number 130 to 137, and I will start to give you the meaning of every verse of the Quran and how we can get the lessons related to the destruction of the people whom they have the hardened hearts by Allah the Almighty. So, sisters, now I will explain by one each verse which we just read now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 130, and indeed we punish the people of Pharaoh with years of drought and shortness of fruits, that they might remember. Okay? Actually, sisters, I need to clarify to you something which is related to Egypt. Actually, Egypt is a rich, fertile land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make it to have a rich harvest. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for Pharaoh and his people the first warning in the form of a poor harvest. Okay? So if you are living in a land which is having the river Nile and it was always having the best harvest, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it to have poor harvest, you must try to think, oh Allah, why? Why we have very poor harvest? This is not normal. This is not expected. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending this warning, okay, so that the people may reflect and reconsider the whole situation. Okay? In verse number 131, but whenever good came to them, they said, ours is this. And if evil afflicted them, they ascribed it to evil omens connected to Musa and those with him. Be informed, verily their evil omens are with Allah, but most of them know not. Let me clarify to you this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, you know, the hardship to Pharaoh and his people to remind them of the power of Allah. Instead of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were still having their hardened hearts. Okay? So they were not unable to realize anything beyond their materialistic world. Okay? So they attributed the afflictions and poor harvest to Prophet Musa and his people, the weak and the poor. Okay? Whenever there is affliction, it is because of the poor and the weak. Okay? And when good fortune was come to them, it is because of them. Okay? This is how they evaluate the hardship. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the people whom they have the hardened heart to have dark hearts. They don't have light. They are totally confused. They always evaluate the decree of Allah in a wrong way. Okay, this is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those people, so that they will be always away. They never realize, they never understand that there is a warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and I clarified that rule many times in many classes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always send warning, another warning, a third warning. If the people realize that they are far away from him, and they must, you know, change their way, they must obey his commands, they repent, and they become good people, Allah will accept their repentance, and they will become close to him, and Allah will shower them with his mercy. But if Allah is sending warning after warning, and a third warning, this is on the person, in the personal life, or regarding, you know, the nations, and they are not, they are ignoring the warning, and they their interpretation for the warning is wrong. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Egypt to have the poor harvest, Pharaoh and his people said, this is because of the poor people. No, no, no. It is not a warning from Allah. Never. No, no. This is because of them. Okay? So, what happens after this? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And even after they said that the poor harvest is because of Prophet Musa, they said to him, whatever proof you may bring to us, okay, we will never believe in it. You know, this is the exact character of the arrogant, ignorant, tyrant people whom destruction is very close to them. You know, and sisters, again, I am mentioning to you the story of Pharaoh and his people, but I want you to know that this is happening on our, you know, on the personal level. If I am a wife and my husband is trying to be good with me, but I am a hardened heart human being, and I am an arrogant and ignorant human being having a hardened heart because I am far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will keep on giving him hard time, and I will say to him, I don't care for you or your warning, okay, and I will be the same character the rest of my life. She doesn't know that her destruction is on the door. On the door. And this is what is happening in life. But because people are arrogant and ignorant, they never realize the warning and they never learn the lesson. Okay? Because they are having hardened heart, they are never close to the Quran, they don't understand the wisdom of life. These are the rules of Allah. The rules of Allah will be applied on me, on everyone, on the nation, from the day of creation until the day of judgment. Because this is the rules of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, teaches us these rules in the Quran. So that if the shaitan will come to me one day and whispers to me, Mona, give hard time to your husband. Mona, try to be the controller of the house. Mona, don't listen to his commands. Then I will read the Quran. I will say, no, 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 no. I will become now like a tyrant. Destruction will come to me. Maybe through my health, maybe through my kids, maybe through my husband. I will never listen to the whispers of the shaitan. I will be always the best wife because I believe in Allah. I believe in His power. I believe in the rules of Allah which never change. Destruction is the end of any arrogant, ignorant, tyrant human being on all the levels. Okay, so let us continue with this story. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So they said to Prophet Moses, whatever signs you will mention to us, we will never believe in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said so. This means immediately. Immediately Allah start to send on them hardships one after the other. You know, sisters, Allah sent the flood. Actually, during that flood, the water was up to their necks for 7 days. Okay? But they say no. Okay? Then Allah sent for them the lice, the frogs, the blood. Okay? A lot of signs. So that they may remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, sisters, what Allah said in the Quran, they remained arrogant. If a human being remained arrogant after many warnings and hardships, equal destruction is very near. Because Allah sent many warnings to as a reminder, take care, be aware, I am there, this is not good, okay? But never, I will never change my attitude, I am arrogant and I am ignorant, no problem. Remain, okay? But those people, actually Allah is calling them the criminals. You know, sister, the definition of a criminal is the human being whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends for him a lot of warning so that there will be a way for him to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that criminal never try to get the benefit from this warning, and he always try to be arrogant all the time, so he is a criminal. Criminal equal destruction. These are the rules of the Quran, very simple rules. And everyone has the right to choose Okay? Then in the next verse of the Quran, actually, so they didn't actually get any benefit from all these hardships because they were criminals and sinners. Okay? But when the punishment was very severe on them, they said to Prophet Musa, invoke your Lord for us because of his promise to you. If you remove the punishment from us, we indeed shall believe in you. Again and again, sisters, I need to clarify to you a character of the criminals. What is the character of the criminals for all human beings whom they are criminals? When they are facing a great hardship, a great one, okay, they will start to feel that they are in danger. So they will never return to Allah because they are criminals. Okay, they will start to use a side way. Let us try to be nice with Prophet Musa and with Allah for short time until he will remove the hardship, and then we will return again. This is what they are hiding in their hearts, believing that Allah doesn't know what is in the hearts. If they are true believers in Allah, you will know that Allah knows the unseen and Allah knows the secrets. How I will hide something from Allah in my heart if I believe that He knows everything? This is the proof that they are criminals and they don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the punishment was very severe, they told to Prophet Musa, call on your Lord to remove the punishment and we will, we will follow you and we will do for you all what you are looking for. So Allah, you know, sister, this is a very critical point and everyone must realize it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to destroy them immediately without need for all this conversation and discussion. But Allah is teaching the human being up to the Day of Judgment. Don't use your sideways. Don't think that you are intelligent more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah did for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed for them the hardship. Yes, for a certain time. You see, this is the lesson. Allah will remove the hardship. And everyone will say, oh Allah, why the hardship was removed for them? To prove the reality. Because when Allah removed the hardship from them, they didn't believe in Prophet Musa. And they didn't do for him anything. And they tell for him, we will not do for you anything. You see, at that moment, Allah destroyed them. They deserve the destruction. Because Allah sent for them warning after warning after warning. Then Allah removed for them the punishment. Allah answered their request. Because Allah knows the reality that He will destroy them immediately. Okay? So sisters, everyone must learn from this lesson about those whom they have the hardened hearts. Allah said, so we took retribution from them. Okay, and all of them actually were destroyed. Regarding verse number 137, I will mention it to you, you know, at the end. Okay, now sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The declaration that Allah is the Lord of all the world implies that man is free from servitude to any other than Allah. Man is released from the tyranny of a man, of laws, traditions, from human desires and authority. The whole earth belongs to Allah, and so do all the creatures. Actually now, inshallah, I will mention to you the same story which is happening nowadays exactly about the story of Pharaoh and his people. Okay? I have to return to this picture. Okay? Actually, that tyrant is a tyrant who is for 30 years insisted to be the controller and the oppressor of all the Egyptians. He cared only for his benefits and his family in spite of the following. Number one, the monthly income for more than 50% of the Egyptians is $2 per month. Number two, the unemployment for years for most of the college graduates. Most of the college graduates, they don't have any job for years and years. They are at home. Number three, the very poor economy. Number four, the widespread corruption. These were the hardship which most of the people suffered in Egypt for long time, until the day, 25th of January, groups of college graduates decided to protest to express their anger regarding their poor, hopeless situation. And it was the shocking response of the absolute dictator, the tyrant, the new pharaoh, and his people, that instead of checking the problems of those people, trying to solve them, it was the shooting of the young people and spraying them with water cannon and use of tear gas. Even he stopped the internet and the cell phones all over Egypt to stop the communication, and he withheld the police to spread fear and security in Egypt. You see, this is actually the unacceptable response, okay, which deny the people from the most important right of the human being in life, the right to express their points of view. We are created in life to be humans, not to be animals, okay? And to prove that you are a human being, you must have a point of view and you must express your point of view. Actually, what that tyrant did on that day stimulated the anger of more and more people who were afraid to talk or to stop the oppression. Today, the 31st of January, after a week, all praise to Allah. Millions and millions of Egyptians are moving together all over Egypt to get rid of that tyrant oppressor, the new pharaoh, and inshallah, they will get rid of him this week, inshallah. Actually, sisters, what we learn from this story is that this story is the same story of Pharaoh with Prophet Moses thousands of years ago. When you oppress the people, when you prevent the people from their rights, when you kill them, when you shoot them, when you make life full of corruption, Allah will send for you warning after warning. But if you don't actually realize the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, total destruction is the end. This is the rule of Allah. We are true believers in the oneness of Allah, and we are sure that inshallah the rules of Allah are the reality in this life. The lesson which every one of us must remember is that those college graduates, they followed the following rules of Allah, which are mentioned in the Quran. The first rule is the rule which is mentioned in Surah Al-Ra'd, Surah number 13, verse number 11. Allah said in this surah, if you want to read it, we always mention it, but I will mention it again, because these rules must be memorized by the believers in Allah, and we must believe in it, and believe it is the reality of our life. If you follow the rules of Allah, inshallah, we will be always successful. I am so thankful, and I prostrate to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. I prostrate to Allah that I learned the Quran, that I learned the rules of the Quran, that I believed in the rules of the Quran, and that I live the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala damage and destroy the tyrant oppressors, even if they are so powerful, because Allah is the only power in this life. All praise to Allah. Okay, sisters, now we will read from Surah number 13, verse number 11.
You know, I'm from Salvador, and we had many tyrants over there too. And I remember one in particular was, you know, had a lot of power in El Salvador, and he caused so much damage. He was one of the people that killed one of the priests in El Salvador that, you know, moved the poor and the masses to protest, and because they were so oppressed. And, you know, years later, and he was challenged and bad and hard and hard. You know, he died of cancer. Tongue cancer.
His tongue.
Yeah, his
Allah
tongue.
Caused the disease to be in his tongue, because his tongue was the source of his oppression to the people.
Yeah.
All praise to Allah. This is Allah the most merciful. This is why we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Okay, sisters, now we will read from Surah number 13, verse number 11. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم Verily Allah will not change the position, the condition of a people as long as they don't change their state. Okay? When those people, the young graduates, they decided actually to protest and to clarify their points of view, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them and Allah supported them with millions of people, and this is the proof of this verse of the Quran. Allah will help you if you help yourself. Okay, number two, the second rule, which actually those young men and women followed, and Allah inshaAllah will grant them the success. The second rule is from Surah number 47, verse number 7. الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. O you who believe, if you help in the cause of Allah, He will help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us, the believers, to live a good life, not to accept to be oppressed by the tyrant like our president in Egypt. So when they decide to actually to protest and to request a good life, which is their right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them. InshaAllah, the reward for those, inshaAllah, will happen very soon. And to know about, inshaAllah, the end of the story which is going on in Egypt now, we will read it now from Surah number 7, verse number 136. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأورثنا القوم الذين كانوا يستضعفون مشارق الأرض ومغاربها التي باركنا فيها. And we made the people who were considered weak to inherit the eastern parts of the land and the western part thereof which we have blessed. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the good people of Egypt, those whom they protest against the tyrant, Allah inshaAllah will make them soon to inherit the land of Egypt inshaAllah, and to have a new Egypt which inshaAllah is controlled by its good people. InshaAllah, sisters, I will clarify to you the lessons which we learn from the stories of the old Pharaoh and the new one who is in Egypt now, inshaAllah, destroyed. Number one, we learn that, number one, the controller of life is only Allah. There is no tyrant who can control life. Number two, the rules of Allah, which Allah the Almighty mentioned in the Quran, are the only rules that can control life. So whoever can comprehend will follow these rules to save himself in this life and the hereafter, and whoever will ignore these rules will be totally lost in this life and in the hereafter. We learn also that none can stop the will of Allah, and we learn that Allah changes the situations, the circumstances, and the conditions of the people when they try to change their lives, and that change can happen in a very short time. Now, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about those whom they are having the hardened hearts. Ibn al-Qayyim, who is a great scholar, said, "The slave is not afflicted with a punishment greater than hardening of the heart and being distant from Allah. For fire was created to melt the hardened hearts." Again and again, sister, everyone must be aware of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the fire was created to melt the hardened hearts. So whoever is having a hardened heart has to be aware that the fire is his final destination. If he will not repent and ask forgiveness from Allah and have a kind heart instead of his hardened heart. Number two, Ibn al-Qayyim said, the most distant heart from Allah is the heart which is hardened. If the heart become hardened, the eye becomes dry. This is also, sister, yes, this is a very important fact which every one of us must be aware. This is another form of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those whom they are having the hardened heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives those people from the ability to cry. Crying is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When his son Ibrahim was dying and he has tears in his eyes, one of his companions told him, "Oh Prophet Muhammad, you are crying." He told him, "This is the mercy of Allah." We must realize that crying is a form of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, relief and peace. Because when you have sadness, when you have anger, whatever feeling you have inside your spirit, and then you start to cry, this means that you are getting rid of these negative feelings, and you are relieved, and your spirit will be again in peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, deprived the hardened heart people from the ability to cry as a form of their punishment. So whoever is the sister or brother whom they feel that we can't cry or we don't have tears in our eyes, they must check their hearts. Because maybe they have the hardened hearts. Actually, I know a very famous actor whom she was always complaining that she can't cry. When her mother died, she can't cry. When she was divorced, she can't cry. And actually, yes, she said this, you know, in an interview. And she said that she went to a psychologist and a psychiatrist to ask them, how can I cry? They told her, this is related to your heart, and we will know who is the controller of the hearts now. Okay, sisters? Inshallah, sisters, we will learn the last form of this heart, which are mentioned in the Quran, so that inshallah this will be the end of part one of the classes of the purification of the heart. We learn about all the diseased hearts which are mentioned in the Quran over these four classes. From next week, inshallah, we will learn in detail about the diseases of the hearts. Okay, so now we will learn about the last form of the diseased heart. That form of the diseased heart is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 2, verse number 8. Then we will end the class, inshallah, with a supplication to Allah, which every one of us is in need to call on Allah with that supplication. Surah number 3, verse number 8, Surah Ali Imran. Inshallah, we will read verse number 7. To know about those whom they have the diseased hearts. Then we will read verse number 8, which is the supplication. So we will start now with verse number 7. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
It is who has sent down to you the book. In it are verses that are entirely clear. They are the foundations of the book and the verses of Al-Kaman.
And others.
And others, not entirely clear. So as for those in whose hearts there is a deviation, they follow that which is not entirely clear, thereof seeking al-fitna, and seeking for its hidden meaning, but none knows its hidden meaning save Allah. And those who are firmly grounded in knowledge say, we believe in it, the whole of it, are from our Lord, and none receive admonition except men of understanding.
Sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that proper reception of the revelation differs according to whether the nature of the people has remained straightforward or not. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the Quran is the book of the knowledge, which has the rules of life, which has the stories of the prophets, which has the rules of the Sharia. All the rules of life is in the Quran. Also, there are verses of the Quran which are related to the unseen. Those whom they have the knowledge and believe in the oneness of Allah, they don't try to ask about the meaning of these verses of the Quran, which are related to the unseen, because they are above the perception of the human being. They just say, we believe in Allah, this is from Allah. Those whom they have actually a deviation in their belief, they start to question, what is the meaning of this verse? What is the meaning of unseen? What is the meaning of Jibril? Who are the ants? Who are the jinn? Okay, this kind of question is a proof that they are not true believers in the oneness of Allah. They are the people whom they have a deviation in their belief, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consider those people are as having a diseased heart. Now inshallah we will learn about a supplication. Okay, and this supplication, I will read it for you now. It is verse number 8 from surah number 3. They, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِعْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. They say, our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us and grant us mercy from you. Truly you are the bestowers. Okay, so sisters, in this verse of the Quran actually, or in this supplication, okay, the true believers are calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to deviate their hearts after they have been guided. Because sisters, when I call on Allah and tell to Allah, and actually sisters, this is a very important supplication which every believer must memorize and call on Allah with that supplication. I will clarify to you now, because in this supplication